We did Blown Off earlier this morning. If you missed it, she was asking a lot of very prying financial related questions.
Yeah.
Like really trying to get a very quick sense of his finances. And he just said, listen, it just made me uncomfortable. It just weirded me out, which was why he was blowing her off. So is there a way, because that's an important part of a relationship. And if, you know, when you're going through the check marks of someone who you'd be interested in dating and developing a serious relationship with, finances are definitely one of those first two or three check marks.
Yeah. And they're more important to some people than they are to others. So
is there a subtle way, though? Or is it just impossible? Like, is there a subtle way to ask questions or to figure out the status of someone's finances without being like, so how much do you make? You know, 792-6278. How do you ask that?
Well, you ask around that.
Right. Okay. So like what?
Like, where are some of the places you vacation? You know, where's your favorite places you vacation? If they say, you know, Camp Wilderness, you know, it's like, okay, not my thing, but.
Right. Well, know. But that's.
Okay.
Right, but maybe they like that, and that doesn't mean that they can't afford to vacation somewhere else.
Right. So,
you know, not everyone's into tropical stuff or European stuff or whatever.
Okay.
Some people just don't like traveling.
Okay. But you kind of get a sense of that.
What's the favorite place you've been? You know, have you ever been outside the U.S.? You know, what's the
right.
favorite place?
You know, what are some of your favorite restaurants? Like, you know, like if you're going to treat yourself, where do you go? You know, you know.
Right.
You know, because your favorite could be the little dive. I get that. I'm not scum of my favorites.
But, right, right.
You know, someone's treating you, where do you go? Like, I always, well, never mind. I'm not plugging away anymore. I'm done.
Oh, right. You say what?
Street and Company.
Right. I knew you were going to say that. Hi, good morning. When you want to find out someone's finances, what do you ask to be subtle?
I think you can't be subtle.
Yeah.
In her case, I think she should have just said outright, hey, my boyfriend was mooching off of me for a year.
Right.
I'm interested in this going further, and I don't want that to happen again. You good?
That's true. That's because instead of making it an interrogation, which is what he felt like it was, you're saying, hey, look, this is where I'm coming from, and
right.
this is something that's important to me. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
That's good advice. What's your name?
Emily.
All right, Emily. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Yeah, that's good because it's not like it's not a situation where you're trying to get info. You're giving up a piece of information, which
right.
is always good on a date. Right.
It's a long way, though, between, you know, where do you vacation? What's your credit score? I wouldn't even ask you that.
No.
I mean, it's just
no,
it's really none
weird.
Of my business.
It's and it can be negative, right? That's possible.
Negative credit score?
Yeah. Like negative 15.
Okay. Well, hopefully Kyle didn't know that when he started dating.
Yeah.
Undateable.
Condo. Hi. Hi. Good morning. Is there a way to ask subtly?
I don't think it's any of our business.
You don't think it's...
I don't ask his finances because
right.
if it does go further, then it matters. But it's more, hey, how can we fix this?
How can we fix this? Okay. Yeah, but you're not you're looking for a date, not to be someone's credit counselor.
I am a strong, independent woman. I don't need any man to back me up with money.
Okay. Wait a minute. So your phone's kind of weird, so we can't talk to you that long because it's kind of hard to understand. What's your name?
Melissa.
Melissa, so let me ask you this. Would you be comfortable dating a guy who makes less than you do, who has more debt than you do, who's in a poorer financial status than you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are? Okay. Well, good.
But we're working on him.
You're working on it. Well, it's a project.
Oh, yeah.
It's a project.
Yeah.
All right, Melissa.
It doesn't matter about the money. It matters about how the person...
That's
yes.
true,
that
but
true.
The money can become a factor. You know, that's the person thing has to outweigh the money thing.
Well, mine does.
Right. Well, good.
Good.
Okay. Well, we're glad you're happy, Melissa.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye
bye. Yeah, I think it's true. It depends on the person. Some people that would not work, right?
Yes. Me.
Yeah.
I don't, it's not that you make less, it's that. I don't know. At my age, do I want to dig you out of debt? No.
Well, right.
I'd have to really love you. I know women that do, and they're like, you know, he's going to change. And it's like,
yeah.
You know, spenders are spenders. I'm a spender. I know.
Right.
We can justify anything.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you want to figure out someone's finances, like was happening and blown off a little while ago. Is there a subtle way to do that?
It's not really about being subtle. Honestly, that shouldn't be a first or a second date question.
Yeah.
If you're around him and he's dressing like a scrub, you already know that you don't want to be with him.
That's right.
But two, it's really, it's just, hey, what do you do for work? And that's it. And then, you know, come right. the sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth date, and then you can be like, hey, you know, this is what my past was. Like, are you good? But you're going to get a sense if you're any, if you have any smartness in a woman.
Right.
You got brains to know whether what's going on.
Right. Right. You should be able to sort of figure it out.
If his silverware is plastic.
You don't need to interrogate a man.
The silverware is plastic?
Yeah. Like he doesn't have any
silverware.
Oh, well,
yeah. If you go over and he's only got the to-go things, then that's a sign. Or maybe
exactly.
he's just a minimalist.
Exactly.
I don't know. All right. What's your name?
You're so cute.
I'm Nicole.
Nicole, have
Hi,
a good
Nicole.
Morning.
Good morning.
Nicole's. No scrub. All right, blown off. If you missed it, you get in the podcast after the show and you'll understand what we're talking about.
Well, I guess it's a brand new day after all.
Start your day with Blake and Eva